Lawmakers in California are awaiting the governor's signature on a bill that would outlaw the use of song lyrics in criminal trials. That happens more than you might expect. Right now, rappers Young Thug and Gunna are currently awaiting trial on gang-related charges in Georgia. The lyrics from their songs are being used as evidence that they're guilty. Lawmakers across the country are trying to address this issue, and that includes Congress. Let's bring in Congressman Jamal Bowman, a Democrat from New York, who's one of the sponsors of a federal bill that would ban the use of song lyrics in court nationwide. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So it's called the Restoring Artistic Protection Act, or RAP Act. And it looks like it would seek to just ban the use of lyrics as evidence nationwide. Is it that simple? And how does that work?
Well, when someone is being targeted for a federal crime, yes. We want to ensure that rap lyrics are not used in these federal cases. You know, if a prosecutor has, you know, forensic evidence, you know, witness testimony and hard evidence, that's one thing. But to begin the indictment and prosecution of an artist because of their lyrics is completely unacceptable. Obviously, this is something that is personal to me, being a representative from New York, being a representative from the Bronx. The Bronx is where hip hop began. And I've watched artists throughout my life lift themselves up out of poverty, find their voice, find their power through hip hop and rap. So we cannot allow the targeting of rap artists to become the norm in this country. And as you said, it happens far too often already.
Well, this has been called a blatantly racist use of artistic expression. Do you think that this is connected to racism?
Well, absolutely. Rap artists are disproportionately Black men. This is another attack on Black men and the Black community. Similar to redlining, similar to crack cocaine, similar to the 13th Amendment ending slavery in this country, but allowing it to continue in our prisons. That was followed by the Black codes and Black laws, right? So this is a historic attack on Black men and Black people in this country, and targeting rappers is just one other example of that.
As you've said, this is more common than people might realize. Researchers have identified more than 500 cases since 1991 where prosecutors used song lyrics as evidence in court. Almost every one of those instances involved rap lyrics. And since that same time, the 90s, rap has become one of the most popular genres of music among all Americans. So what do you think it means that rap lyrics in particular are being used in court as compared with lyrics from other genres?
You know, it is the most popular genre, I believe, right now worldwide. And to your point, you know, when you look at heavy metal, when you look at rock and roll, when you look at country music, all beautiful genres of music, all engage in storytelling, all engage in hyperbole, metaphor, simile, and what have you. Those forms of music are not targeted nearly as much, if at all, as hip-hop lyrics. You mentioned 500 times over the last several years, I believe, combined other genres of music have been targeted 5 times. So it's completely egregious. And hip-hop has always been a music to inspire, to bring people together, to empower. It's always been political. And right now in our country, we see a political challenging of the status quo. Hip-hop is a part of that. And the pushback that we're seeing from the criminal justice system is the status quo pushing back. And that's why we got to ensure that this doesn't happen. It can't just be a federal statute. It has to happen state to state as well.
Well, on that note, hip-hop artists and many leaders in the music industry have expressed support for this federal legislation that you are sponsoring. California tends to set agendas legislatively nationwide. Do you think more states might move to limit the use of rap lyrics as evidence moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. New York has already taken steps to introduce a bill in the New York State Legislature doing pretty much the same thing. It's already passed the Senate at the state level in New York, and we're going to help it to pass the Assembly as well. So, as you mentioned, California and New York consistently lead the way on these issues, and we're going to need Georgia, and we're going to need many other states. But as you know, it's tougher at the state level because there are many states that are very conservative, that are very supportive of the prison industrial complex, and simply look at rap and black skin as being criminal in and of itself. So that's going to be a bigger fight, but we need all hands on deck to help us get this done, first and foremost at the federal level.
Congressman Jamal Bowman, Democrat from New York, speaking to us about the use of rap lyrics in courtroom. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you.